Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. I am so sorry I have been a little bit lax on the podcast episodes. My whole personality over the last, month, 6 weeks, has been my cat Berlioz because he has been very, very poorly. I'm really happy to say, as I am recording this today, he seems to be doing well. He seems to be responding well to the medication. So I am so, so pleased. We don't actually have a full diagnosis yet, but there's been a lot of emergency vets visits, waiting, wondering, a few tears as well. But as I said, I'm happy to say that he is doing well today. So please excuse my absence. I am back now. If you follow me on Instagram, if you follow me on TikTok, I'm at victoria.maskell. I will be posting much more on there, and there are some exciting things to come. But I thought I would come back with a really juicy episode with 10 ways to manifest whatever you want. So maybe you have a goal of manifesting more money right now. Maybe it's manifesting a relationship. Maybe it's manifesting your successful business. Maybe it's manifesting a promotion or travel or winning something. I don't know. This episode is going to give you 10 steps to follow to manifest that. Now, I'm going to say that these are 10 steps that anyone can do. I'm going to recommend that you probably do them in this order, and you'll see why as I'm going through it. But as always, if you ever want to know more about the process of manifestation, the scientific process of manifestation, because that's what we love to talk about here, you can always follow me on Instagram. I'm at victoria.maskell. If this is your first episode of the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast, well, firstly, welcome. And secondly, you might have noticed that this is episode 218. So there are 217 other juicy episodes that you can check out, all about manifestation, money mindset, positivity, dealing with negativity, based on my knowledge as a psychologist, as a manifestation coach, as a BWRT coach. I try and fill these episodes with as much juicy info so that you can listen to the episodes and go and manifest. Now, if you want some more support with manifestation, there are a few different avenues that you can take. You can drop me an email and we can talk about what a one-to-one session or a few sessions might look like. This is perfect for you if you want to really specifically hone in on limiting beliefs, mindset blocks, anxieties, fears, phobias, that sort of thing that you know are holding you back. It's also perfect if you want to build a bit of a manifestation plan that's really super specific to you. Another great option would be to join my membership, which is called The Manifestation Room. Now, this is great if you want to join a community of people who are manifesting, if you want to have online access, unlimited online access to all the back catalogue of monthly workshops that cover everything from money mindset, manifesting love, how to use your subconscious mind to manifest, and so much more. If that sounds like something you're interested in, then TMR, the Manifestation Room, would be perfect for you. I'm going to leave the information in the show notes. If you've ever got any questions, you're not really sure like what would be the right route for you or how to take your manifestation journey to the next level, then you can always drop me a message. You can email me, victoria@victoriamaskell.com. Drop me a message on Instagram or TikTok, and I am more than happy to help. Okay then, let's start with step number one. So this is how to manifest anything overnight. The first thing you need to do is set really clear goals on what you actually want. Now, whether that is money, job, relationship, travel, whatever it is, you need to be super specific, because what you're doing when you're setting a clear goal is you are telling your mind, this is what matters, this is what's important, this is what I want it to look like, this is what I want to see more of. Now, the process of manifestation is such that you have a part of your brain called the reticular activating system. This part of your brain filters out your reality. So the reality you see, feel, hear, experience is a tiny percentage of all the potential options that are available to you. Now, there's no way that we could process absolutely every bit of sensory info. So our brain is really clever. It filters that information out. And the way it decides what to filter is based on your belief system, based on the thoughts you're thinking, your expectations, and your desires. Now, for the first step of manifesting, you have to know what it is you actually want. And this can be quite scary. I think when I've worked with people in the past, we've had quite a few conversations around, but I'm a bit apprehensive to say what I really want, because maybe that's going to make me then realize that I don't have that now, and it's going to lower my vibration and be harder to focus on what I want. Sometimes people might say, oh, actually, I don't know what I really want. So this first step is super important. Just asking yourself, okay, if I had a magic wand, what would I create in my life? And I want you to come at this from a perspective of, life is good right now. You are safe, you are healthy, you are well. How can I have more of that good stuff? Versus coming at it from, I'm lacking, I'm missing, something's not right, I need more. Because when you're doing that second thing, you're actually focusing on what you don't have. You're focusing on a lack, a need, a scarcity. And the problem with that is, I mean, in the first step, it's not too bad. But generally, the problem with that is you're programming your reticular activating system to show you more of, I don't have. So I haven't got enough clients. I'm checking my bank account and there's not enough money. I'm not putting enough into savings. I don't have that amazing relationship. I'm having awful Tinder and Bumble dates. My job is really frustrating. I don't feel fulfilled. That's what you are kind of asking your brain to show you more of, when actually you want the exact opposite of it. So take some time to set really clear goals on what you actually want. And remember that you can want as many things as you want. So you might decide to break this down into different areas of your life. You might have a financial goal, a business goal, a work goal, a body goal, a personal development goal. You might have, 10 different areas that you want to manifest in, and that's absolutely fine. Another question I get asked a lot is it okay to try, we don't like the word try here, but for this we'll use it. Is it okay to try and manifest more than one thing at once? Now, I get completely where that question is coming from, and there's sort of two answers to that. Yes and no. The reason yes is because we have to think and remind ourselves that we live in an abundant universe, that we as human beings often place limits on what is possible. But actually, if you look at nature, nature is so abundant. Nature is constantly creating and developing more and more and more. More flowers are blooming, more trees are growing, more leaves are shedding from the trees in seasons. So, of course, you can manifest as many different things as you want at any time. You can probably manifest bigger and bigger things each time. So that's the yes part. Now, if you then think to yourself, oh, hang on a minute, I'm focusing on the wrong thing. Wait, I'm not visualizing that enough. Oh, hang on a minute, I should be doing my financial one today. No, I'm doing my health one. And you start to feel overwhelmed. That's when the answer is no, because of how you are feeling about it. Not that it's not possible, not that you can't have 5 goals and achieve them all and work on them all at the same time, but because if you are feeling lacking, overwhelmed, stressed, that is not the energy that we want to manifest in. Okay, step 2. Make sure you know the feeling you desire. This is really important because step 1, you've written down what you want. You've said, I want to have 10 new clients in my business. I want to get a pay rise. I want to have, I don't know, £500 a month to spare, to spend on holidays, my children, whatever it is. Okay? You've set a goal. You've written it down. It's clear. It's specific. You know what it is. Actually, that's not really the first part of manifesting, because we're not manifesting a thing. We are manifesting the feeling we will get from that thing. So to one person, a designer handbag means nothing. It is just an expense. It is just something that they're going to put their phone, their keys in. It has no emotional, vibrational attachment. To someone else, there is an immense feeling of joy, pride, excitement, a dopamine hit of having this gorgeous bag, and it means so much to them. Now, you need to find what the feeling is that you attach to your specific desire. So, having that dream relationship, how is that going to make you feel? Having that job promotion, how is that going to make you feel? What are the emotions that you are actually craving? Is it a feeling of fulfillment? Do you feel that the position you're in right now just isn't really doing the, you know, doing the stuff? It's not ticking the boxes. It's not making you feel like you're following your purpose. Are you really craving travel because you want to experience different cultures, different climates? You want to take gorgeous photos. You want to meet new people in bars and restaurants and on the beach and experience new things. What is the feeling that you desire? Because the important thing to remember with manifestation is we don't know the whole process. There is a part of manifestation that we have to release and let go of. Now, maybe this is God, maybe this is the universe, maybe this is quantum physics, maybe this is some form of higher power, energetic thing that we don't know what that is. But there is stuff that we don't know. And as a result, there are so many different ways things could manifest outside of our specific control. So a manifestation mistake is to be so honed in on, I want that bag from that shop in that color on that day, or I'm going to get that job in that company. This is how they're going to interview me. This is the suit I'm going to wear. This is the outfit. That's how it's going to happen. Because the problem with focusing on the how and the specifics, whilst you need to know them to know what you want, is that you could be missing out on this coming easier, faster, better than you'd ever imagined. So step 2 instead is saying, okay, I know the goal, I know the specifics, and this is the feeling I'm actually craving. And I'm open to that feeling being fulfilled in other ways. You're saying, the feeling I desire from that designer bag is XYZ. And then you're open to that feeling coming in a different way that maybe you hadn't anticipated or you hadn't considered, but you are open to that. And remember, we live in a vibrational universe. Quantum physics tells us that everything is made of energy. Everything is vibrating particles of potential. So actually, when we are aligned with the energetic feeling of the thing we want, we can use the law of attraction, which is literally like attracts like, a bit like a magnet. You want to become a magnet. You want to build that energy for the thing you want. And you have to understand the feeling from that desire to be able to get on that same vibrational frequency. Okay, I'm sensing this is going to be a 2-part episode because we're only just about to go on to step 3. So I realize that I said at the start of this episode that it's going to be 10 steps. I think this is going to be 5 steps, and then I will record part 2 because I want you to take these actions. And I think by the time we've got to 5, you could start feeling a little bit overwhelmed. So this is going to be a 2-parter now. I will make sure that is reflected in the title. Right, step 3. I want you to write out your goal or goals, and obviously go back to what I said a moment ago about whether you want to focus on one thing at a time, or whether you want to have multiple things that you're just sort of open to, that you are putting out there, that you are kind of releasing. I want you to write out these goals in the present tense as if you have it now. And I'm going to tell you why. According to brain science, or we never call it brain science, neuroscience and your subconscious mind, why this is important. Now, I've actually just been doing a training this month on the power of your subconscious mind and why your subconscious mind is your inner manifester inside the manifestation room. So if you're in the manifestation room, you haven't already checked that out, I strongly recommend that. And if you haven't joined the manifestation room, I'll leave the link in the show notes. Now, your subconscious mind is an absolute powerhouse of potential. It drives your actions, it contains your thoughts, your feelings, your beliefs. It has so much on autopilot. However, it permanently lives in the present moment because really its job is to keep you safe. So it doesn't really care about what's happening in a week. It cares about what is going on in the here and now. A lot of the time when we think about manifestation, we're thinking about something in the future. We're saying, oh, in 6 months' time, I would love to have. Or we're saying, by this day, I want to. We're in that future sense. Now, the subconscious mind doesn't get excited about future stuff. It doesn't really understand it. It doesn't really fire it up. And therefore, it doesn't engage with future tense. So if you start saying things like, in 6 months' time, I will have an extra £10,000 in my bank account. In 6 months' time, I will have my dream relationship. I will be traveling the world. Your subconscious is a bit like, okay, so that's a future thing. So I don't need to do anything about that right now. Brilliant. Okay, never mind. Ignore. Don't focus on it. Think about if you've ever felt anxious. You are panicking. You are feeling that anxiety in this moment, in the here and now. Your subconscious is listening. In fact, your subconscious has probably been triggered by something in your environment or a thought or a feeling, and it is creating the fight or flight response right now because it is dealing with the present moment. So when you're writing your goals out, you want to write them as if it's here and now. And I know that can feel a little bit alien because by saying I have £10,000 in my bank account, you might think, but I don't. And that's because consciously you're able to use that logical frontal lobe part of your brain to say, oh, but we don't have that right now. We want to have that, but it's not here right now. I want you to know that that is okay, that your conscious mind is aware that it's not here right now. But what we're doing when we're writing out affirmations or statements in the present tense is we're really talking to the subconscious. The subconscious is going to create your automatic actions around manifesting anyway. So we want the subconscious to be thinking, this is important now. This is something I want to be focusing on. This is a new belief. This is a new mindset that I need to do something about now. If you want to ask me any questions about kind of writing things out in the present tense or how to write them out, what I'm going to say is absolutely drop me a message. More than happy to help with that. Think of adding emotion into the statement because emotion is the fuel of the subconscious. Think about writing it in the present tense, so like as if you have it now, and avoid negative statements. So things like, I am no longer in debt. Logically, that is a great statement. That is in the present tense. That's saying, great, I'm not in debt anymore. Your subconscious doesn't process the negative. Your subconscious listens to, feels, reads, however you want to say it, that sentence as debt. I am in debt. And that is probably the exact opposite of what you want it to be thinking and hearing and feeling. So, rather than saying, I am out of debt or I am not in debt anymore, think about saying what it would mean to you to not be in debt. So is that, I am abundant, I am a great money manager? Is that, money flows to me easily? Is that, I have more than enough money each month to do everything I want? Think about what it means in the positive sense. I've used this analogy before, but we'll just bring it up again because this might be your first episode. think about if I said to you, right now, whatever you're doing, do not think of a pink elephant. You probably have thought of a pink elephant, because to not think about it, your brain has to go, okay, what do you not want us to think about? Oh, you don't want us to think about a pink elephant. What is it? Oh, hang on. Oh, I just thought about pink elephant. So then you're activating the thing you don't want. So when you have these statements about not being in debt, or I'm not on my own anymore, or I am no longer in a job I hate. Oh, I don't like the word hate. Oh, you are focusing on, I am in a job I don't like. I am in a negative financial situation. I am unhappy. So just be really careful to be using the present tense, positive statements, and adding emotion into it to really fuel your subconscious mind. Step 4, focus on what you want, not what you don't want. Now, contrast gets us to ask. So being in a frustrating situation in your job, checking your bank account and not being happy with the number in it, noticing that your calendar is not full of client sessions is a good thing to start us off with, because it gets us to ask. It gets the process of manifestation started. Maybe you're listening to this podcast episode because you were feeling a bit stressed, or you were feeling a bit lost with manifestation, or you were feeling like you needed to get out of the house, you needed to go for a walk or go to the gym, and you just needed some headspace. That uncomfortable or negative feeling caused you to take action and possibly listen to this podcast. Thank you for spending time with me. It's the same with manifesting, that the initial negativity drives us to ask for something else. Once we are clear what we want, we've got the feeling and we've written it out in the present tense, our job is to then focus on the thing we want. So rather than keep saying, oh, my job is so frustrating, I wish I was in a job where I was more fulfilled. We don't want to focus on the, my job is so frustrating. We want to focus on, my job is so fulfilling. I am in a job where I feel valued, respected, where each day I feel like I'm having a positive impact. I love working with these clients. I love working with these people. I love working from home. I love making this amount of money, whatever it is. Now, that's not to say that if your mind goes into, oh, I've got another meeting today, this is going to drag on forever, doesn't mean you're undoing the manifestation process. You just need to catch it and notice and say, oh, hang on a second, time to switch my focus here. So it's not about having to remove every single limiting belief. It's about switching your focus. It's about reminding yourself to take time each day to focus on how you want things to be, how you want to feel, how you want to act, what that is going to look like, rather than allowing yourself to be pulled into the negativity and dwelling on it. I'm just going to say again, negative feelings, emotions, thoughts are normal. They are human. Everyone has them. You are not undoing the manifestation process by having one negative thought. And actually, when we worry that one negative thought is going to cause a problem, what happens? We focus on it. We fixate on it. We try and push harder away from it, which actually just draws our attention closer to it. Whereas asking yourself a question like, how would I want to feel instead? So let's use that example of you've just had a meeting put into your calendar at work, and it's one of those meetings that you really dislike for whatever reason. You might be thinking, oh, I can't deal with this today, no. You might just say to yourself, what would I want to feel instead? Would I want to feel excited for the meeting? Would I want to feel neutral towards the meeting? Would I want to feel relaxed, calm? Would I want to not even really notice that it's there? Just take on the fact that it's part of my day and that's what I do, and I appreciate that I get a good salary for what I do, and, you know, whatever that might be. So you're not pushing against, you're not saying, stop thinking like that, don't think negatively. You're going, what would a positive thought be right now? So that is step 4, focusing on what you want, not what you don't want. And then step 5, think like the person who already has it. Okay, this one is a really exciting part of the manifestation process. If you are strongly nomad, I was going to say if you have the nomad part, but we all have the nomad part of our personality. If you don't know what that is, check out my episode on BWRT coaching where I'm talking about warriors, settlers, and nomads, because we all have these three parts of our personality. The nomad part is the part of us that likes to act, that likes to perform, that likes to put on a bit of a show. And you might think, oh, I'm not like that at all. There will be a small part of you that does that. So you can tap into that. This is something I do. Sorry, I thought my computer had just crashed because the screen went blank, but it's fine. This is something I do in my BWRT coaching. We work out your different combinations of your inner and outer personalities in terms of warriors, settlers, and nomads. And then we work out how we can use these to achieve your goals and manifest. So step five, that thinking like the person who already has it, is a great way of tapping into this inner nomad and allowing you to start thinking, okay, when I am, and I know I'm using the word when, which is future tense, but we'll just bear with me for this bit. When I am the version of myself that is in that job that I absolutely love, and I wake up every morning feeling so excited and so fulfilled, what will I be saying? What will I be doing? What will I think about how I earn money? What will I think about my role in that company? Or maybe this is you starting your own business. How will I think of myself as an entrepreneur? I was actually just watching, no spoilers, don't worry, but I was actually just watching The Apprentice final last night. I was catching up a day late. And again, I won't give any spoilers, but one of the finalists was saying that when they were young, and it turns out it was only like 4 years ago, they had this dream that they were going to, oh gosh, I've got to be really careful what I say, because you might not have even seen this bit, they were just going to be very successful, got to be very vague. And they just knew that that was going to be their outlook. They didn't want a 9-to-5. They knew they were going to be successful in business. Imagine that's you. How are you going to think as the version of you who is that successful entrepreneur? How are you going to talk about money? How are you going to talk about yourself? How are you going to talk about the type of business you're in or the products you sell? If this is about relationships, how are you going to think as the person who has that incredible partnership with someone, who has manifested the love of their life? How are you going to think about yourself, relationships, love, support, companionship, intimacy? Like, go into the specifics and really start to embody that. Now, this isn't about you having to be a different person. This is not about you not being good enough as you are. This is about evolution and growth. And this is about you saying, okay, I'm going to step into this version of me, the version of me who is abundant, the version of me who is successful, the version of me who is totally in love with their body. What does that look like? What does that sound like? How do you think? How do you stand? How do you dress? And as a side note, how you dress, how you look, could be exactly the same as how you look and how you dress now, with the feeling of confidence, with the feeling of resilience, with the feeling of some positive, joyful emotion. It doesn't have to be that you have changed. Now, maybe the idea of feeling like you've changed feels incredible, feels like something you've always wanted to do. But maybe it's actually an understanding of, wow, I really love myself right now. I really feel confident in myself as a business person, as an entrepreneur, as an employee, as a mum, as a dad, as whatever that might be for you. So it doesn't have to be about change, but you have to think like the person who already has it. So this is where I'm going to leave you. And I want you to do these steps. I want you to think right now, okay, you have that money in your bank account. How are you thinking? What are you doing? What are you saying about money? You are getting ready tonight for a date night with the person that you are head over heels in love with. What are you going to wear? How are you going to dress? What are you going to say? You have just landed 1,000 product sales in your business. How are you talking about it? What are you thinking? What are you doing? It's here. It's right now. It's happening. What does that look like for you? Now, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. Come back for part two, where I'll be giving you the 5 next steps to manifest anything you want. If you want to know more about manifestation, then feel free to check out the link to find out about the Manifestation Room, which is my monthly membership. There is over 12 months of masterclasses, live calls, content that you can dive into and get instant access when you sign up. It's a rolling monthly membership, so you can try it out for the first month, and if it's not for you, then you can just cancel your subscription. If you would like to know more about one-to-one sessions with me to get some really bespoke support, then again, please email victoria@victoriamaskell.com. I will be back very, very soon with another podcast episode, so have a fabulous day. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day, and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all.